This is St. Louis Public Radio. 50 years ago today, St. Louis cricked its neck looking up, way up, 630 feet up, as the final section of the Gateway Arch was slowly swung into place. For more than 2 years, the city had watched the north and south legs of the monument rise from the Mississippi riverbank. The challenge of taking architect Eero Saarinen's magnificent design from paper to sky had been met, thanks to fearless ironworkers and engineers with a can-do spirit. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard asked three builders to reflect on their experiences. Vito Comparato was at the top of the arch on October 28, 1965, directing the final section into place.
On the final day when we put the last piece, I happened to be on the derrick phones, and they consisted of talking to the operator, which was on the ground, and he'd operate the crane from in a shed. I could see, he couldn't see. Just had to kind of draw him a mental picture.
My name is Jack Wright, civil engineer, graduate from Missouri School of Mines. Was it going to fit? I don't think people were really waiting for a problem. They just wanted to see. It was like a football team scoring a touchdown. That's what happened. It worked.
The only thing different with the last section, there was quite a few people around, and everybody in the city of St. Louis seemed like they just quit what they were doing. At that point, we were used to what we were doing on the arch, and other than all the interest that it generated with other people, with the steamboats and the helicopters, and just made a big ceremony out of it.
It was probably the biggest spectator sport at that particular time of day on that day.
My name is Clarence Cherry. I work for St. Louis Testing Laboratories, x-raying the welds on the arch itself. We worked at night because we worked with radiation. As each section was x-rayed by our company, you got higher and higher and higher, and the weather was changed. It was cold. Wind was terrific sometimes. Sometimes it'd be barely blowing. Hot, rain, storms. I've been down in lightning storms. I've had guys to freeze on me and had to push them up the ladder to get them up, go all the way up, loaded down with film.
You know, speaking for myself and those that I collaborated with each day, I don't think any of us said, wow, this is going to be one of the greatest things ever. Admittedly, it was different than most jobs. It was a job that needed to be finished, and it had a schedule, and it had a budget, and we had a job to do, you know, individually. So the celebrity status, it wasn't there while we were building it. It became that. It grew into that.
I'm 91 years old. I'm wobbling around now. A high still doesn't bother me to a great extent. Guys that work at high altitudes, you got your wings. You got your balance. Most of the people working on the arch itself knew the height they were at. And a lot of people got a certain height, especially welders that I remembered, would get a certain height on the arch and they'd say, that's it, no more. I'm not going any higher.
People look pretty small. Go up there now on the elevators and they could kind of get the same view we had.
In my own opinion, in relating to what I saw, the work done on the arch, I think it'll last for 1,000 years.